Now we've reached the end of the self-confidence trainer, and I'd like to quickly recap on what you need to do to get the most out of it. As you may have noticed, there are two types of exercise within the trainer. Those that simply require you to sit back, relax, and enjoy listening to them. You get the benefits from these as they prepare your unconscious mind to respond as you want in challenging situations. It's a really good idea to listen to these regularly at first, maybe every day, or maybe every 2 days for 2 weeks. You may find that you get excellent improvements from these after the first listening, or it may be a slower process for you. The important thing is to persevere with it. The second type of exercise is those that work on how you think. Here, the aim is to change the way you habitually approach confidence situations so that you become a naturally more confident person. These require effort on your part to remind yourself of what to do and to keep doing it until it becomes habit. Once again, I can't stress enough just how much this will improve your abilities to feel good about yourself and what you do. But once again, the key is perseverance and repetition. The skills, techniques and exercises within the self-confidence trainer are tried, tested and proven. Please make sure that you benefit from them by putting in a little effort now. I promise you your time will be well spent and the results will be well worth it. If you are interested in our other products, our free online courses and websites, Uncommon Knowledge publish a whole range of them. We also run regular workshops, seminars and courses around the UK. For contact details, see the cover of the Self-Confidence Trainer or visit our website at www.uncommonknowledge.co.uk. Thank you for listening and good luck from me, Roger Elliott, and my colleague, Mark Tyrrell.